When I was in my late 20s, very late 20s, up until the age of 30, I lived in Los Angeles. And I fucking hated Los Angeles. As far as I'm concerned, Los Angeles is the loneliest city on this earth. I find it just such a sad city and so lonely. I mean, you have no idea. Three, four years that I lived there, they were the worst of my life in many respects. I made money, and I was actually a success as a writer there, but I fucking hated it with a passion. See, it was this loneliness that knew no bounds when I was living in Los Angeles. Oh yeah. And because I felt so lonely, I would latch on to people. I would latch on to almost any passing stranger, as if this passing stranger would save me from this fate, you know, this fate of loneliness. And insofar as women were concerned, Jesus, it was a fucking disaster. You know, the period of time that I lived in Los Angeles, you know, any girl that I met, I would latch on to her as if I were a drowning man. I would latch on to her, and of course, the obvious happened. She wanted to get the fuck away from me. Yeah, I mean, somebody that needy, that fucked up, that lonely. No girl wants that guy, no matter how successful, no matter how shiny and new his car might be, you know, no matter how many zeros he's got in the bank account, she is not going to want to be with that guy. And of course, no girl wanted to be with me when I was living in LA. But then, it must have been 98, I moved to New York City, to Manhattan. I got this loft, a 2,000 square foot, actually it was 2,400 square feet, this huge loft in downtown Manhattan, right? And I started throwing parties in this big loft. And all of a sudden, I met shitloads of people, and I met shitloads of girls. And I got with those girls. Oh yeah, I was very successful with those girls. And the apartment played a huge role in it, yeah? Because it became sort of like a party central. And that period of my life when I was living in New York, I didn't do shit. I didn't accomplish shit insofar as my career is concerned. That's why my career tanked. But insofar as loneliness, well, that went away. I'll tell you that right now. It went away, but actually it didn't go away. It didn't go away at all. Oh no. See, because what happened was that when I was living in New York City, I met a lot of girls, and I met a lot of guys who knew a lot of girls, or who could position me with a lot of just incredible trim. I wound up just like dating models and shit. I mean, just really high-flying women in New York City, right? Amazing women, I mean, incredibly gorgeous, but a lot of them incredibly accomplished, right? And I met them, and I dated them, and I screwed them, and I had a good time with them, sure. But that feeling of loneliness endured. It wasn't assuaged by these women. And that was the shocker for me. You know, I was all of a sudden dating these wonderful women, attractive women, interesting women, women that I could talk to about just about anything. Yeah, I mean, some of them really fucking brilliant. But I felt just as lonely as I had before. And in a weird way, it was kind of like worse. Because there's nothing worse than having met somebody and you've dated them and you're fucking them, and then after sex, you're lying there and you just feel just alone. And that's a really miserable feeling. But that's how I felt a lot of times in New York City. I mean, just incredibly alone. Because there were these women around me, but you know, they weren't, and they cared about me. I mean, some of these girls that I dated while I was living in New York City, I mean, they really cared about me, and they were really kind to me. They weren't bad girlfriends. On the contrary, they were wonderful women, women that any guy would be proud to be dating, but they did not assuage my feelings of loneliness. Yeah? And that was a fucking clue. Because, see, like most people, I'd grown up with this notion that if I found the right girl, if I found just the right woman, I would no longer feel alone. I wouldn't feel lonely. I would feel complete. It was this vision, this myth that I'd been told, that I'd been taught, and it was a myth that I believed. And you know, we see it all the time. We see it in all these movies about the manic pixie dream girl. You know that story. Yeah, she's the kind of girl who's like petite and beautiful and always smiling and always high energy, and she's just going to come into your life and magically fix it, right? Magically fix it as if she were a manic pixie dream girl, spreading her little, sprinkling her little manic pixie dust on you to make you happy, right? She's in every fucking Cameron Crowe movie ever made, right? But see, that girl, it's not just that she doesn't exist, because she doesn't. It's that she can't do what she's been promised to you that she can do. She can't fix your life. No. No woman can fix your life. No woman can cure your loneliness. Oh, no. You have to have cured your loneliness yourself before you can have any kind of serious relationship with a woman. Now, I'm going to do a separate video about how to cure loneliness, but insofar as women are concerned, and this myth that if you just found the right woman, your loneliness would be cured, I'm here to tell you from hard-earned experience here, huh? No woman can cure your loneliness. And for you to try to latch on to a woman to cure your loneliness is only going to bring heartache to you, and in point of fact, it'll probably bring misery to both you and her, okay? Let me explain. See, I was telling you about my life in Los Angeles, right? I was living in Los Angeles and I felt incredibly lonely. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, and thank God this didn't happen, but suppose for the sake of argument that I had found some girl who wanted to have some sort of relationship with me, right? First of all, it would have been any girl, because at that point I felt so lonely that I could have dated a 500-pound neurotic schizophrenic and I would have been happy. I mean, that's how fucking lonely I felt living in Los Angeles, right? I mean, the bottom of the barrel would have been good enough for me. Yeah, that's how lonely and sad I felt at that time. I felt so lonely, so just heartbroken, that had a girl sort of like accepted my bumbling and awkward advances and my just my fucked upness, because the fact of the matter is I was fucked up because of a whole host of reasons that had sort of like accumulated in that period of my life. But suppose that some girl had sort of like taken me on, as it were, right? I would have gone with any girl, no matter how poorly she fit with me. I would have married such a girl, no matter how incompatible we would have been. And that would have spelled doom, now, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you see, you can't just simply have a relationship with whomever is passing by. No, you have to have a relationship, especially a serious relationship, especially a relationship that could potentially lead to children, with a woman who is actually compatible with you. Compatible not merely in personality, but more importantly, in life goals. But when you are lonely, and you are under this myth that a woman will save you from this loneliness, you don't pay attention to those things. You don't pay attention to the important things insofar as having a woman in your life. You pay attention to the fact that you have a woman and you're not so lonely, or at least you start to think to yourself that you're not so lonely. My experience in New York, where I was dating lots of girls and I still felt lonely, well, that clued me in that a woman cannot save you from loneliness. But when I was living in Los Angeles, I didn't know this. I didn't know this, and so had some girl, you know, paid any attention to me, and had she been fool enough to let me latch on to her and maybe even fucking marry her, I mean, I was that fucking desperate, I was that fucking crazy at that time, right? That fucking lonely. Had I married such a woman, it would have been a fucking disaster. Yeah. Because I would have married anybody, and what are the odds that somehow magically I find the right woman for me, huh? 1 in 3, 1 in 5, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000, 1 in 1,000,000? Probably. Probably. Probably the odds would have been astronomical and I would have latched on to some woman whom within a few months, not even a year, I would have realized, Jesus Christ, what the fuck did I do marrying this girl, huh? Yeah, because that's what happened when I moved to New York. I moved to New York in 98 and almost immediately I was dating some girl. And at first, in the first couple of weeks, it was great. But then after a while, I was like, oh, I don't really like this girl very much. And why did I think that? Because I started meeting other girls. Yeah, because that first girl, I remember her clearly. Her name was Anne. I almost said her last name, but her name was Anne. And she was a model. She was a beautiful girl. She was a fucking disaster. I mean, I just did not like her at all. But the fact is, you know, she was the first girl who had paid attention to me after the drought of Los Angeles. I'd moved to New York, I'd gotten my great place, and all of a sudden I'm dating this model. She was beautiful, gorgeous, right? Even though she was an awful person. And so I was like, holy cow, this is a wonderful thing. I thought, in the first week. Yeah, but by the second week, I'd met some more people, some more girls. And by the third week, I was like, Jesus Christ, get this fucking bitch away from me. Oh, yeah, because she was completely wrong for me. She was totally wrong for me. And you know, actually breaking up with her was a little bit of a fucking nightmare, okay? Because she didn't want to break up, okay? She knew a sucker when she saw one. She wanted to latch on to me no matter what. And I wanted to get the fuck away from her. And well, you know, the inevitable happened. A little scene happened. And it wasn't fun. But thank God it happened, yeah? More to the point, thank God it happened in New York and not LA. Because, like I said, when I'd been living in LA, I'd felt so lonely that if a girl like Anne had latched on to me in LA, and I hadn't met anybody else, of course, I would have said, well, this is as good as it gets, so I'm going to just lock her down and marry her. And it would have been a fucking nightmare. I mean, after 3 weeks, I couldn't stand Anne anymore, right? And don't get me wrong, she was, apart from being gorgeous, but she had a lot of qualities. I mean, now retrospectively, I don't know, 20 odd years after the fact, I look back on that relationship and I realize that she had a lot of qualities going for her, right? She had a lot of things, and she was no dummy, but just in terms of personality, in terms of vibe between us, it would not have worked, okay? And I realized also that she had certain screw-ups of her own. That's why she had latched on to me. And that's why when she latched on to me, she just really sunk her claws into me and did not want to let go when I decided to call a halt to it, not even a month into the fucking relationship. But you see my point, huh? Had I been in Los Angeles with this girl, I probably would have married her. To put it another way, in a way that might be suitable to you. Had I been in the throes of my loneliness, with no possibility of anything new coming into my life, I would have put a ring on a woman who would have been a disaster for me and for her. Yeah, that's what loneliness can do. Loneliness can fuck with your head so bad that you make horrible life decisions. Loneliness is not going to hurt you in your professional career. It's not going to make you choose the wrong job. No, of course not. But it will make you choose the wrong people to bring into your life. Because when you feel so lonely, anybody that can fill in that void, or more to the point, anyone that we delude ourselves into thinking will fill that void of loneliness is accepted with open arms, and this person should not be brought in. And it's not because of them specifically, it's because they're not suited to you. But you don't see that because of loneliness. And that's why in life you have to be strongest when you are at your weakest. When you are at your loneliest moment, you have to be on your toughest guard against bringing in the wrong people. And you always have to understand that just because you're lonely and you finally met somebody does not mean that this person is your salvation. No woman can cure your loneliness. But a lot of times your loneliness will make you think that the woman you have met, the woman who has finally come into your life, might be the one. She's not the one. She's just the one who was, you know, that you were lucky enough to pay attention to you at this moment that you are lonely and just, you know, just probably want to die of that loneliness, huh? But you have to recognize that she cannot save your life. In other words, the myth of the manic pixie dream girl, the myth of the one, the myth of that girl who will save you, it's so much bullshit. It's romantic and it sounds wonderful, you know, it sounds beautiful, sure, but it's just not true. It's not true at all. It's just fictions in movies and books and songs, but it can lead you astray. You know, I've noticed something really funny. See, a lot of guys who are happily married, happily with somebody, with a woman, obviously, right? They think back on when they were, you know, when they started dating this girl, or before they started dating her, right? And they sort of like forget all the other girls in their lives. Because I remember not too long ago, I was talking to a buddy of mine from high school. And he was talking, you know, he loves his wife very much, and he's very happy with his wife, and they have a bunch of children and all the rest of it, and he was saying that, oh, you know, he had such a wonderful marriage, and that his life was just created because of his marriage, and that there was no other woman in his life. He told me this privately. We were having coffee, and I remember quite clearly when he started dating his now wife, and I told him, well, don't you remember this girl? And he's like, oh, yeah. And then I said, don't you remember this other girl? And this other girl, what was her name? Oh, yeah, he said. And all of a sudden, he remembered he'd been dating like 3-4 other girls at the time that he met his wife. Yeah. Yeah. And in one of those 3-4 other girls could have been his wife. Yeah. It was only after the fact, after he had picked his wife and was living with her and had formed a family with her and all the rest of it, that's when he started like romanticizing the past and thinking to himself, oh, I was so alone and heartbroken and my loneliness was infinite and I found this angel who saved me. Bullshit! Bullshit! He'd been dating, he was like a champ in the dating scene. Yeah, I remember it very clearly, okay? Okay, because I was fucking there, I saw it. This was back in Chile, okay? I saw what was going on in his life, right? The women he was dating, they were pretty hot and they were pretty good. And he picked the best one. Not the best one in terms of like the most attractive one or the smartest one or the this or that. No, the best one for him, which is the important point. Yeah, because you gotta pick the best one for you. Not the one who's going to assuage your loneliness. Just because you're lonely and somebody passes by, don't latch on to them. I mean, hold on to them, sure, to assuage your loneliness, why not? Yeah, to get laid and have somebody, sure. But don't think that just because they're in your life after a stretch of loneliness that this woman can save you. Because no woman can save you from loneliness. You have to solve loneliness by yourself. And I'm going to talk about that in the next video.